The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone, and welcome. So, the topic overall for this week is take a good look and at dosa, D-O-S-A, a Pali word that I think today I'll translate a little differently than hatred or hostility, but as ill will. And it that translation works well as contrast or as a partner, in a sense, to goodwill. And it's easy to set up these in opposition to each other and to feel like it should be either one or the other. But one of the wonderful things about practice is the way we can bring things together. And nothing's excluded. Everything has a certain kind of place in the field of awareness. And learning what that place is part of the art of mindfulness, of practice. And one of the ways of holding these together is when there is ill will, whether it's to another person or to oneself or some particular aspect of our experience, even in meditation, some ill will to the meditation cushion we're sitting on because it's too hard or to anything, that to bring it together, like, you know, left and right hand coming together to hold each other. Bring them together of goodwill, together with ill will. Meet the ill will with goodwill. To sit in a field of certain generosity of heart that is willing to gaze upon all things kindly, including our unkindness, including the ways in which we might have ill will, and cynicism maybe even, or snideness, or a certain kind of judgmentalism, which is kind of like stabbing at people or ourselves. But instead to meet ill will with goodwill. It doesn't mean condoning it. It doesn't mean, you know, encouraging it to continue and do what it wants to do. But it is a way of not being in opposition with it that allows the ill will that we carry to be held in a field, in a embrace that allows something in the ill will to relax. Ill will, hostility, hatred, does represent tension, contraction, tightness, a certain kind of forcefulness. Sometimes a certain kind of assertion of power. And goodwill is a different kind of power that's never assertive. But many people say that love is always more powerful than hate. And so as we sit here today, you might consider what it'd be like to be mindful, to be present for your breathing, for your body, for your experience, for your emotions, and whatever ill will might arise. What would it be like if it's met or held or gazed upon with goodwill, with kindness or friendliness or a generosity of heart that doesn't condemn but also doesn't condone? But allow something deep over time, something deep inside to relax, that would be good to relax. So, assuming a meditation posture, and perhaps for this sitting, maybe some care could be given to a posture that expresses a goodwill to your body, that's caring for your body, adjusting your legs, your arms, your torso, your head. Just kind of all the little subtle and big ways in which you can kind of care for it and put it into a posture that is supportive and helpful for you to meditate with goodwill. Some people, when they want to evoke goodwill, will put their hand over their hearts. Somehow the human touch, contact, and to feel the warmth that comes in that space of contact. And if there's warmth there, to allow it to kind of settle in, be received by the heart area. And to gently close your eyes. And to maybe ever so slightly, just to right for you, take some deeper breaths that express goodwill to yourself, care. So this life-giving air that you take in is done in a way that feels caring or nourishing. In a way of caring for yourself as you exhale, to relax your body, soften, a settling in and grounding here in this body. And letting your breathing return to normal. Is it possible to establish an attitude of goodwill, of kindness, metta, as the attitude of that carries or supports the meditation today? Perhaps it's experienced as a kind of tenderness, a warmth, a caring, a well-wishing. And to have, with that attitude, to settle into the experience of the body breathing. Relaxing and softening. If as you're sitting with your breathing, something that arises that's challenging for you or difficult, see if you can meet it or be aware of it with goodwill. Maybe with the idea that this is difficult, and I wish this part of me, I wish this, whatever it is, I do wish it to be well. I do wish that it knows that it's cared for and in an inner world where ill will is so common, goodwill can be revolutionary. It even changes the paradigm and perhaps as we sit here now, to let the paradigm be a simple, gentle goodwill. Breathing in and breathing out. Settling in to your breathing, to the present moment. If you are wandering off in thought, is there something underneath or part of the thinking that you can touch with kindness, with goodwill? And then relax, let go of your thinking. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, we do a variation of a common Buddhist practice, which is to dedicate the merit of our practice, dedicate the benefits that we've had for practicing for the welfare of others. And there's a kind of a wonderful dynamic with dedication of merit, is to offer up the benefits we've received for others, for the whole world, creates more merit. We benefit from doing so. If we dedicate our practice for the welfare and happiness of others, and appreciate that the deepest or the fullest welfare and happiness that people can experience is a freedom from attachments, freedom from greed, hatred, and delusion. And so when we wish even difficult people in our lives that they be happy and safe and peaceful and free, if that actually is the case, we benefit, because they'll be in the world without greed, hatred, and delusion. It's this wonderful chemistry or dynamic of goodwill, generosity. It's healthy for all of us in all directions to practice lots of it. So now as we end this sitting, may whatever benefit that has come from this practice today, may we find ways in which to enact it, to express it for the happiness of others, for the safety of others, for the peace of others, and for their freedom. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.